following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Oh, it's wonderful!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, Belvedere, come here, boy.
Next time, we're just watching the Super Bowl. That's all we're going to watch, the Super Bowl.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I told you. I told your chump ass.
You better believe that.
Wait a minute.
He's running the
You're
wrong way.
You're going the wrong way. Holy moly.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Keep trying. What do you mean, where do we go from here? We go back, we take a look at the tape, we look at the next opponent, we come together, we try to plan again, we go back to work. What else is there for us to do? Go back to work and see if you can make something happen that allows us to be more competitive, to play a second half of a game rather than one half. To play four quarters, to put some points on the board, to give our defense a chance to regroup rather than send them back out there every three plays.
Well, Colonel Coughlin, I gotta say, I didn't know they played a half yet.
Who asked that question? Somebody shoot him! Of course we will continue to walk. We will continue to march. We'll get stronger and stronger. We are the New York Giants, and we will conquer the world and rule to 1,000 years. If Eli stops turning the ball over. When we figure out how to run the ball. When we score. We have to score points.
Nobody. I like in the middle of that there, he kind of sounds like he's looking at the sky. We're going to continue to get better and strive forward. He almost put that music behind him.
But there's nobody sad here, Colonel Coughlin. I'm Tom, he's John, and I guess we don't have John Tillyard this week. We have somebody else here.
Hello, everyone out there. Hello to everyone over there in America. And wherever the bloody hell else you are. My son, John Tillyard, is not allowed to do the show opening this week because I caught him waking in the loo to one of them filthy photo websites devoted to those My Little Pony critters. All done up in sexy knickers and doing disgusting things to one another. So I've taken away his computer, and he's not allowed to go to the annual October dance about down at the church this Friday. So
ooh,
I'm filling
in trouble
for him. Hello, you're listening to Bang Radio Time number 228. Frankly, I think you're all just sick in the head checking it like that to those little My Pony things. Absolutely disgusting. You've got a radio program for it.
Damn, John got in trouble this week. No wonder we haven't heard from him.
Oh, my.
My God. My God. Wanking it to the little pony, My Little Pony furry pictures. That's a shame.
What'd she call it? The Bang Radio what?
I don't know. What did she say? The Bang Radio Time?
Bang Radio Time. That's what it was. No, you got to get it right.
The Bang Cartoon Radio.
Right. See, John knows how to do it.
Till you hard.
Yes.
John knows how to do it, apparently.
Bang Radio. Bang Radio Time. Well, it is Bang Radio Time. And coming up, we've got Michael Irvin goes Roadrunner. The Eagles apparently wanted some pizza. Our favorite Eagles fan does his research, John. He did some research he's going to tell us about.
Okay.
Bernie's drunk again. Free beer to go along with that and a whole lot more. It's a packed show, so buckle up because this is going to be insane. First thing we got to get to is, let's get back to the Giants real quick.
All right.
Big Blue Hits Radio. I'm guessing this is in New York.
This is on their Giants.com website. This is like a fanboy podcast on their Giant. Right. So this is a couple of guys who are actually one step above us on the evolutionary chain. That's what they are.
Look, I guarantee we have more listeners than they do.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, they're on Giants.com, so they get a lot by default like that.
Yeah, but who's going to listen to this crap? Unless they have callers like this all the time.
Right.
But, here's this guy calling into the show.
Big Blue Hits live on Giants.com. John Schmuck, Lance Meadow, and let's go to our phone to say hello to Mark in New Jersey. What's going on, Mark?
Hi.
This is Mark Wurzel, and I'm in California.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. But anyhow, the thing that's been bothering me, and it's not so much what's been happening this year as much as stemming from the end of last year, is when they get down into the red zone, they haven't been able to put it in. They're like virgins.
Hey, yes, that's Mark from California. You can catch me at the Holiday Inn there, out and outside of Bakersfield, and it's MarkFunnyInCalifornia.org.
Right.
Did that guy say his name was John Schmuck?
This is John Schmuck on Giants.com.
No, hang on a second.
Big Blue Hits live on Giants.com. John Schmuck, Lance Metal.
John Schmuck. I think it's John Smoke, but it sounds like Schmuck.
John Schmuck. He's a Giants fan. I'm going to go ahead and call it. That's John Schmuck. And his partner over there is Joseph Blow.
I'm John Schmuck. He's Joe Blow. And welcome to Giants.com. God, we suck. We'll be back again next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, God. Colonel Coughlin.
Of course they are like virgins. It's like you have to tie the woman down for them.
He's a palooka.
Right.
Especially Eli. I've never seen such a clumsy kid. He's all good gosh and oh golly gee whiz.
All right. Who was it last week wanted to hear some more team names and the standings for the Gridiron Challenge?
Jamie Massey up there in the Yukon, I do believe. I think he actually lives on the edge of civilization in the north of Canada.
Okay, well, here's the top five in the Gridiron Challenge. Roach Radio copied my name. He did last year.
So there's two Roach Radios copied my name out there?
Well, no. I don't know. Roach was using the same name as somebody else, and I don't know who had which name first, but then... Campus Cody, which is the one who's in first place here, right. Then changed his to Roach Radio copied my name. So,
well, see, this could be like a paradox.
Whatever the team name was that Roach was using, it wasn't Roach Radio. It's the team name that Roach was using.
Well, I think I follow that. However,
yeah,
it could be that there are two teams with the name Roach Radio has copied my name, and that would possibly cause a paradox that could maybe destroy the planet.
Well, he's tied with Curse of Eddie Munster for first place.
Great name.
Followed by Circle Joik, spelled like as in Joik Bell from the Lions.
Jesus
Circle Joik.
Christ.
Haystack Muldoon. And yours truly in fifth place. It's all Megan's fault.
Megan! Wow.
Al Roker's Abandoned Undies has made its move. I haven't even looked this week. Am I on the first page yet? I don't even know. I should be. I had a pretty good week. Look in the trash can by the toilet.
Oh my God, there they are.
I got a team name here, Kozar's Pints.
Hidden under the
in
seat of his car.
In 32nd place. Yisman's still around, I see there. Rob Ryan Restaurateur, not the Falcons. Muffed Up Punts.
There I am. I'm number 58.
Oh, so you're not on the front page.
No, I'm not on the front page. I'm back over here with Romo's Ovarian Cyst. We have big ups to God here.
Evil Knievel Songwriter is back right below me. Actually tied with me for fifth place. I love that. Oh, look at there. In 11th place, we've got the team name.
Blame, little blame, 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 blame, little blame.
My favorite name of the year, Mr. Fucking Howdy Doody, is sitting at number 65. But this one, the Unique Sparkle Ponies, I've got to give Mr. Pickett there a little shout out there because that's pretty obscure. I think I only maybe mentioned that once, the Sparkle Ponies. That's pretty good.
Outraged White People, I still love that.
Yeah, well, you know, we're freaking pissed off, and now the government's shut down and everybody's mad.
Fear the Eagles. Yeah, I don't think so.
Dude, they are, oh, never mind, we'll talk about them later.
Tippy-toeing with Joe. I'm sorry, it says tippy-toeing with Joe.
Tippy-tippy-tippy-toe.
Right.
Tippy-toe with Jeff Heisman. Around the corner and off a riddle cliff and tippy-toe to your death. 50 feet below.
Oh. In the pigskin pick'em, in first place, we've got Tony Romo. You're fired.
You're fired.
Borg 9 is my co-pilot. Oh, you got to be a little older to get that.
Yeah, man.
Cowher's eyeliner.
I changed the name of my team on that one.
Got
that
one. Acme QB discount. And tied for fifth is the Honey Beaver and Superstar seventh.
Where is Regis's exciting undies? I'm on an undies kick this.
Yeah, you're tied for 11th with me. I'm under the name Tom's Tippy Two.
Tom's Tippy Two. Didn't that missed the snippy snoo that you got last year?
Oh, now wait a second here. Dallas Ace, dude, don't be a douchebag. What is this?
He can't help it.
He's got two teams. He's got two in the pick in the Pick'em League. He's got two. And they're both tied for 11th, which would be fine if he had all the same right. But week one, he had 11 right and 12 right. And then in week three, rather, he had 8 right and 7 right. So he's changing a couple. So that's no, dude. That doesn't work that way, man.
Well, here's how it works for Dallas Ace. I don't care if he wins the thing. We are not reading your team name on the show ever. I don't care how funny it is. How insulting it is. No way.
This is not who you're picking to win. You're just trying to finagle it. And I don't know why they did this year, but they allow you to have two entries in each group. I don't know why. Make a set of picks and stick with them, man. Come on. That's ridiculous.
Right.
What do you do? You're hoping and you're that's not legitimate. That's not genuine. Come on.
That's right. And if there's anything that we're absolutely sticklers for, it's legitimate and genuine.
That's right. Hey, I do not have genital herpes there, Macho Harris, at number 30. The hell is that about?
I don't know. I'm not going to confirm or deny one way or the other. I have no idea.
Troy Aikman's hot sauce. That's a good name.
That's what Joe Buck's going to be using on his wedding night. Here, let me rub a little of this on your back. It's directly from Troy.
Just looking around, seeing names that I recognize from the past that are still around. The Mitten Men, they're back.
Right.
Brian Billick, super genius. Showing up to play. Oh, and I love the fact that I forgot about this last week. I saw somebody post it on the Facebook page. I didn't know that RG3's middle name was Owen.
Well, hardy, har, 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 har. That's hilarious.
Oh, but it is. Apparently, man. Come on, Eli Manning. Funny. That's funny. RG Owen 3. Come on, that's good.
It's all right, but it's now past, and it doesn't make any difference. We are looking forward to the future. A nice 1-3 start here.
Yeah, probably more than Matt Schaub can say. He's watching his jerseys burned in the parking lot. He had to cancel his Twitter account.
Those aren't jerseys being burned. Those are just Texans who've run out of barbecue. Oh, dang, we need something to cook out here. God, give me your shirt. Come on, smells like sweat. Put it on there.
Man, the Texans had that game in the bag, and man, the Seahawks just said, nah, we're taking this back.
No, it's not that the Seahawks said, nah, we're taking this back. The Seahawks were handed a gift because they went back there, they played their defense like they should, and the idiots in Houston played right into it. Why are you throwing the ball when you've got those two running backs and a time to kill? You've already shown that they're going to come back on you. You know they can move the ball against you now. Why are you going to throw the ball? I'll tell you what, I don't know if you watched it or not, but after he threw that pick, he had the best Tom Dooley face outside of Eli Manning that I've ever seen. Right. He is a freaking loser. Schaub is a loser. If I owned his jersey, I'd be barbecuing it too. Damn straight. He's a freaking punk.
Well, here's Richard Sherman.
What does it feel like to take a pick six in when your team needs it most?
It feels good, man. It feels good. You know, big-time players show up in big-time situations, and I try to throw it for us.
And he did, and then J.J. Watt, after the game, he didn't feel so good.
I'm f***ed off. This sucks. Nobody likes to lose, especially like this, in your own building. This isn't fun, man. I was sick of it after one loss. That's all I'll say.
That's all he'll say. Nope. That's all he's going to say, John.
I can't talk anymore, Sean. I'm just going to go. Oh, God, I just hope. Did you see him on the sidelines getting his face? Did you see the piece of his face that was hanging off?
Yes.
There was like a chunk of face hanging down. And when he went over on the sidelines, man, he went after that trainer that stuck his hand on it. He about punched that dude. What a dick, man. He's just trying to help you.
Get off my face, man.
I got nothing left to say to him. Oh, God. I mean, we tried our best. You know, goddamn Rob Wilson. He's a... Jesus. My face all blooded up. Goddamn. Now I'm gonna look bad. I ain't gonna get no any more advertising. Oh, goddamn. I hate that show. I swear to God, he is the biggest faggot in the world. I swear to God, I'm gonna take all the tires off the car. I can't talk anymore. Talk. I just can't talk. Oh, I'm going to my dressing room.
Well, J.J. Watt should be happy. At least he's not a Jaguar.
Everybody can say that. Right. Yeah, everybody can say that. I'll tell you what.
Some call my
uh-huh. Well, they got Blaine right, back. They got Blaine back. Now, who knows? Maybe they'll turn things around when they get Justin Blackman back this week, John.
Oh, yeah. I think that's about all they're lacking, Tom. They could possibly record 10 points in a football game if they do that. I'll tell you what. You ready for this is to this week's statistic as to how pathetic they are. The Broncos have scored 179 points in four games, right?
Right.
Eat that for a second. That's 44.75 points a game. All right. 45 points a fucking game. Swallow that for a second. Now, realize that that is two touchdowns and two extra points more than the Jaguars have scored all freaking year.
Oh, the 44. Their average is more than the Jags' total.
By two touchdowns. That's terrible, man.
Oh, man. Well, you know, things are so bad right now for the Jaguars. You know, we told you the Florida TV station apologized to viewers for having to show Jacksonville.
Now, we told the truth about that. We did tell the rest of the story.
Well, the team has countered that. Well, they did on Thursday. Something everybody could appreciate. Free beer, John.
I could see Shahid Khan sitting in his big tent on his giant pillow, you know, with his freaking dingleberry shoes on, all curled up around his feet. We need something to bring the people into the stadium. Free beer.
There was a tweet from the Jacksonville Jaguars that said, two free drinks for the next 2 hours for Indianapolis versus Jacksonville. Ticket purchases starting at $45. Must be 21 or over. # drinks on us from Bud Light.
Come on in. First Slurpee's on us. Come in. Imagine Coach Gus Bradley being called into the tent. Right, all those women in their satins are sitting there feeding grapes to Shahid Khan while he sits on his big fat pillow.
Coach, we must get people into the. I'm tired of seeing the fans disguised as seats. We must get real people into the stadium. I have it. The solution to this problem: free beer for all these fucking American people. Get these goddamn Americans into the stadium. Free beer is the answer to our problem.
Free pork rinds, if I'm mistaken. Hey, listen, this is unacceptable. I could get 11 of my cousins from behind their cash registers at their 7-Elevens, and they could play better football than these football-playing guys.
All the time we have these empty seats. All these 7-Elevens got coolers full of beer. I give it all to the fans that come to the game.
Please come watch us play football. We have blablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablabl
suck on my feet.
It had bad enough people mistake me for Ron Jeremy in the airport. Now they know who I really am, and it's worse.
Yeah!
be patient, fans. I am negotiating with Mr. Simmons, Gene, for the rights to Tim Tebow.
Oh, God. Well, that was Thursday at 9 a.m., so if you didn't get in on that, you're out of luck.
Okay, how about 4 free beers? And a hand job. Come on, come to the football game.
The Buccaneers stadium was empty, man. Speaking of empty Floridian stadiums.
And they almost won. And you texted me before the game. You said your bold prediction that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would win. And I turn around, it's 10-0. And I'm like, oh, well, your pick's looking pretty good. And then they lost.
That beanpole quarterback, dude. That dude, have you seen his head? It looks like a pencil. They had to take a helmet and put it between some vice grips and squish it down real thin. There, and then put it on his head.
yeah, he got Beetlejuiced.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's long. It's really long. His head is like maybe like a foot and a half high, but it's only about 8 inches across, if that, maybe 4 inches across.
Right.
Yeah. He turns sideways, and it's probably like 2 feet.
So, you know, we mentioned before, I think during preseason, that, you know, Ray Lewis, you know, he's an ESPN NFL commentator now, John.
He's an analyst, Tom, and he's analyzing football.
He is.
And making comments.
I am an analyst, and my job is to analyze football and make comments.
He brought up this conspiracy theory that they did. They had that, you know, the America's Game documentary series they do.
Right.
That's NFL Network.
Yeah, it's a great
series. That's on NFL Network, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, well, he brought up that, you know, the power outage during the Super Bowl when the Ravens were playing the 49ers. He said that he felt it might have been a ploy to help the 49ers regroup. Well, Suggs says yes and says, points his finger directly at Roger Goodell. He is accusing NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell of having a role in that blackout, and he talks about this in ESPN's this week's edition of E60.
Yeah, which the audio just came out. I got it too late for the show, folks, so sorry about that.
That's okay. I got what he said here. He says, I was like, when it happened, he said, I was like, Vegas, parlor tricks. You know what I mean? I was like, Roger Goodell, he never stops. He always has something up his sleeve. He just couldn't let us have this one in a landslide, huh?
It was like Vegas, man. There was some guy with playing three-card money when we come out the tunnel. I lost $50.
Then he says, I thought he had a hand in it. Most definitely, he had a hand in it.
I'm telling you what, I saw him. I saw him back there. He was dressed up like a janitor. And then later, I seen him with feathers and a blowgun hiding behind the cheerleaders. And he tried to shoot Anquan with a dart. I seen him.
He says, we walk out of the Denver game, you know, the playoff game against Denver. He says, and linebackers right. are warming up on their sideline. And who do we see talking with John Elway? And it's like, I thought your commissioner is supposed to be neutral. He ain't supposed to be on one side or the other. He's supposed to be in the box. I saw him on their sideline, and I was like, I know who he's going for. I think he definitely has his favorites. Well, now, I'm going to say you're reaching on that one, Suggs, because Elway... You know, the commissioner's going to talk to John Elway. He's going to go talk to John Elway. Just like if he's at a Cowboys game, he's going to go talk to Jerry Jones. It's going to happen.
Right. Right. And they do it on the field all the damn time. Any game you watch that he is there, before the game, he's on the field with the owner walking around, looking around, pointing at things. So those are the first down markers, huh?
Right. Then he says, he'll deny it. But like I said, when I run out of the tunnel, the first thing I see is John Elway laughing it up. I'm definitely going to feel some way about that. You're the commissioner of the league. You're supposed to make sure everything is being played on an even playing field. I definitely don't think he's doing a good job, and I don't think he should be making $10 million a year. That's just my personal opinion. Well, I do agree with that last part. I can't stand Goodell. He shouldn't be making $10 million a year, and he's not. He actually made $29.49 million last year.
I couldn't care less how much money any of them goddamn well make. It doesn't affect me any one way or at all. But the way he's ruining the game by allowing lawyers to push it around is driving me crazy.
That does affect the game. That does affect me as a fan.
Well, Terrell Suggs, man, he didn't want me in the game, Tom. He peed in my helmet. He didn't want me to go back in the game. I seen him. He peed in my helmet. I said, shit, this is the Super Bowl. Ain't no pee in my helmet stopping me.
Oh, man. All right.
Dude, the conspiracy theories abound. I mean, look, if you want to say that he has it out for defensive players, fine. I'll agree with you till the cows come home. You want to say that he's taking defense out of the game because they're afraid of lawsuits? Fine. I'll agree with you every damn day. You want to say he's shutting off the lights in the freaking Superdome so that the 49ers can have a better chance to win the Super Bowl? Shut the hell up, you idiot, you freaking moron.
Yeah, did he also start that fire that was going on outside the stadium there on the electrical equipment? What do you think? He went over there and, let me stick this wrench in here and help the 49ers get back on track.
He's snidely whiplash over there. He's stroking his mustache. This will help the 49ers. Throws the thing down.
Yeah, see? Take that, Ray Lewis. Yeah, see? I'll get you. I will.
I'm going to start a diversion over here. You mugs go in there and cut the power. I'll show that Terrell Suggs who can mug it up.
T-sizzle this.
You know how much money is on the line in the NFL?
Oh, I know.
I mean, an NFL season is worth billions. There is no way any of them are going to cheat to the point where the season is in question other than the Patriots.
And, John, as we've talked about before, when we hear people say things like the Super Bowl was fixed, it would take how many people? How many people would need to be involved to make that happen? And we know, John, as Americans, maybe a few, but that many cannot keep their mouth shut. People would talk.
Nobody can. There's three ways that three people can. Well, there's only one way that three people can keep a secret, and that is if two of them are dead.
Right.
And that's it. Look, there's so much money riding on it for everybody. I mean, how much money did Terrell Suggs make last year? Millions of dollars. Shut the frick up, man. What the? Are you fucking stupid? This is all. What are you going to do? You're going to bring in all kinds of conspiracy theories and bring doubt into your league so that all of this shit goes away?
Right.
What a moron. There's too much going on. You can't have you can't go fixing Super Bowls. Nobody's trying to do it.
Right.
I mean, they might be trying. There might be gamblers trying. They've always tried.
Oh, sure. I'm sure. Now, if you want to talk about college players getting paid, then I'm all about it. I believe that's happening. And we know that's happening. Arian Foster told us it's happening. Oklahoma State players said it was happening. We know it's happening.
And that's always happened. And they keep giving them the benefits, like we said last time, man. Alabama has that freaking palace of a locker room. Michigan's
That's because they make a ton of money.
Michigan's locker room is bigger than the football field, you know? Fucking hey.
Now, so, you know, I listened back to last week's show, and that was a great debate we had. Man, it fired up our Facebook page. Everybody wanted to talk about it. And I'll say this. Because, you know, you talk about paying players, and I just wanted to throw this in there. If you want to raise that allowance, I'm okay with that. If you want to provide them with, like, if you want, you know, build an apartment complex that is for your college athletes and provide them with an apartment. If you want to do that, that's fine. But I don't want to see different players getting paid, you know, different amounts of money based on how they perform. I don't want to see, hey, we'll give you a $30,000, you know, I'll give you a duffel bag full of 30 grand if you come play for us, because that is going to ruin college football. It would totally destroy it.
They'll get the best apartment, and you'll have to build a police station right next to the place because it's going to be cold over there all the time.
The biggest key with me is I want to make sure that everything is even. As long as every player in Division I college football gets the same thing, then you're okay. Then it's all right. But if you start, you know, giving more money and giving incentive bonuses, then you're going to destroy college football completely.
Well, look. They don't get the same thing, because even though the player gets the same stipend to go to Slippery Rock that goes to Michigan, the guy that goes to Slippery Rock gets a locker room and gets a regular normal locker and, you know, gets a pep rally and all that. And the guy that goes to Michigan's a fucking rock star who has a locker that's bigger than my house.
That's fine. Right? And that is something that player earned, and that player was recruited by that school, and that's what the school offers. I'm talking about money in their pocket.
All right.
I'm talking, we were talking about getting paid.
Yeah.
You know, sure. I mean, yeah, you know, these are recruiting tools. Again, USC, just by virtue of their location, that is a recruiting tool, you know?
And you know what? Not for coaching. If you're a coach, you know that you might not get back to your office.
Not a good weekend for the Kiffin family.
They fired him. They pulled him off the bus.
I know.
Yeah, you want to talk to me?
Yeah, and then they told the bus to go with his luggage on it. Lane Kiffin is such a freaking putz. It couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. I can't stand that freaking guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what he gets. He hasn't exactly done right by the teams he was with before.
None of them, all right? And in my opinion, he hasn't actually done anything good for him anyway on the field.
Yeah, I don't understand why he was ever the coach of Tennessee. I don't understand. Well, I know why he was the coach of the Raiders, because they're the Raiders.
Right.
But, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. So, I don't know. We'll see where. Now, I'm interested to see what happens to him next. I don't believe he'll be a head coach. He might be a coordinator. I don't know.
He'll be coaching the freaking Pottstown Browns in the freaking semi-pro leagues, meaning a bunch of firemen.
Right. Let's see. Before we get to the last thing in this first half of the show, I just wanted to play a couple clips here. Dick Stockton.
Dude, he is just losing it, man. You know, he's just not got it anymore. He never had it in the first place. I've been trying to remember a time when there wasn't Dick Stockton doing football. When did he start? Because I can't remember there's not being Dick Stockton. It was like all of a sudden he was there in the mid-70s.
He's been around a long time, man.
A long time. I didn't grab all of his word flubs because I think those are just corny. You know, let the wannabe Bang Radio Hours do the word flubs. Oh, look, did you hear what he said?
Yeah, this kind of reminded me of Mike Tirico. So let me, should I play Tirico first to remind everybody, or should I play?
Yeah, remind everybody how Tirico, Mr. Overdramatic.
Brady throws for the incompletion.
He thought Tom Brady was going to throw a touchdown.
Yeah, that's right. He threw. Oh, yeah, and that one's my favorite. I loved that.
But it's, yeah, so here's Dick Stockton after a fake punt.
And after the
it was a blocked punt. The Raiders blocked a punt and scored. All right, so.
And after the fake punt, Dennis Allen. Yeah. Timeout.
Wait, he said fake punt.
I know, but it wasn't. It was a blocked punt.
Right. That's why I was thinking fake punt, because he says fake punt.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. See? Timeout.
Great.
I like the dramatic timeout right there at the end, too.
All right. As we go to break here, got to mention this. Our favorite dad in the whole world, Bernie Kosar.
Oh, yes.
Former Cleveland Browns and Miami Dolphins quarterback. Hey, it didn't say Dallas Cowboys on here.
Super Bowl winner.
Oh, my Dallas. God. Yeah, but it usually when a player gets in trouble, if they were a member of the Cowboys, that's the first team mentioned. Former Dallas Cowboys quarterback. But it just says Browns and Dolphins. This is great.
It's probably because he sold his ring 20 years ago.
Right.
You know, for like a bottle of rye.
Bernie was driving around in Solon, Ohio, and he got pulled over for speeding. And, of course, they smelled alcohol. And according to the arrest document, which was filed by the arresting officer, Kosar was stopped around 2:45 a.m. Eastern Time in Solon, Ohio. The document suggested Kosar was going at a steady speed of 74 miles per hour in a 50 mile per hour construction zone with workers present. They were working at 2:45 in the morning?
Yeah, because that's when they work in the highways, so yep. that you're not inconvenienced for the morning rush hour. And besides, who was more adept at weaving through linemen than Bernie Kosar?
Man, 74 and a 50, that first off, that doubles your fine because you're in a construction zone.
I wasn't driving. I just cut myself shaving. He just smelled my blood.
Well, after they pulled over Kosar's black Cadillac, Officer Scott McElroy reportedly asked Kosar to present his driver's license. Well, at this point, Kosar handed the officer two credit cards.
Just take whichever one you need, John.
Two credit cards.
How much is this going to cost me? Just put your tip on it.
McElroy said he observed slurred speech and a strong odor of alcoholic beverages at this time.
That wasn't me. I was listening to the Browns game on the radio.
Well, when asked to exit the vehicle and perform a field sobriety test, after a reported colossal failure to recite the alphabet from letters E through W.
Colossal failure.
QBQBWRRBTEOL. He's just, right. You know. Kosar complied but was unable to stand on one leg or perform the walk and turn test. Now this is the best part, John. I swear to God, I couldn't even believe that he really said this. When asked if there was anything preventing him from taking these tests, Kosar reportedly suggested, are you ready for this?
I'm drunk. What do you think?
He could not do these tests due to multiple knee and ankle surgeries because his line couldn't block.
He blamed his line.
Let me tell you something about it. If Barnes Biner didn't fumble, you wouldn't be giving me this ticket. You'd be asking for my fucking autograph.
That is the best.
If it wasn't for my line, I'd be dancing up and down this doggone line like you wouldn't believe. Watch this. I'm going to try to send him food. 73.
He's going to try to drift back on the line.
Oh, it's unreal.
Watch that. I didn't step off the line. I evaded pressure. Don't you be yelling at me.
Well, here is the great news for our listeners, because we have the best listeners on this planet.
We do.
We have obtained the police dashboard dash cam audio of this entire event.
So there you go.
So going into break, just for you, Bang Radio Hour listeners.
Sir? Sir, roll down the window, please.
Good afternoon, officer. Hello? Hi. How can I help you, officer?
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
What?
Have you been drinking tonight, sir?
Oh, come on. Come on. You know who I am. Don't you know who I am?
Sir, would you step out of the car, please?
I'm Mr. Cleveland. I'm Bernie Kosar. Come on, come on. You know me. I'm the best quarterback the Browns ever had.
Please,
I almost took us to the Super Bowl twice. My daughter is a movie star.
Sir, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to step out of the car.
Oh, come on. Call me Bernie. Let's be pals, huh? Come on, I'll autograph something for your kid. We'll forget all about it, huh?
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
Oh, come on, man. I'm not drunk. Come on, I'm just a little punchy from my playing days, you know. Leading the Browns down the field in the playoffs. You know, that was me, you know. If it wasn't for my offensive line getting me killed, I'd be able to talk better, you know.
Sir, I need you to recite the alphabet for me.
What?
The alphabet, sir. Do you know the alphabet?
Of course I know the alphabet. Did you know that if you're on the one-yard line, you have a chance to make a 99-yard touchdown pass?
Please recite the alphabet, sir.
All right, all right. A, B, C, blue 22, blue 22, euro 30, set. Kosar's feet back in the pass. He avoids the rush.
Sir, all right, that is enough. Look, I want you to stand on this white line. On this white line.
Is it the goal line?
Whatever, if you want it to be. That's fine. It can be the goal line if you want. I want you to walk heel to toe along the goal line.
Heel to toe? What the hell is that? Look, my offensive line sucks. Did you hear me? I'm calling it audible. That's it. Quarterback, keeper. Quarterback sneak, dive play,
sir.
Touchdown!
All right, sir, let's go. Get
touchdown! Kosar scores, and the Browns are going
right
to the Super Bowl. Suck on that, Biner, you fumble-fingered bitch! You can't arrest me. I just won the game. There. Fuck
come
you,
on,
John Elway.
Right. Let's go.
Fuck off.
Right. Come on, let's go.
What?
Up against the car.
Am I going to the Super Bowl?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's exactly where you're going.
Hey, this is fun. You're a nice guy, you know.
Watch your head,
my
sir.
Daughter. She's a movie star. Where's my helmet?
Bang, 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 bang. Bang.
VOTech.
VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Oh, we love Cowboys until they're dead. We'll chipper all the players with stars on their heads. So come on in and just spell. We're meeting you today. Strike up the band and meet the band. Hear what we have to say.
Oh, I love the Cowboys. They are my favorite team. Watch them every Sunday, they really make me scream. I wear all blue and silver, even mail my socks. And when they score, I stomp the floor, my house falls off its blocks.
Wee-hee! Always the Cowboys.
Cowboy family all the way through and through. Meet our two little children, silver and blue. Oh, I'm from down in Texas, and the cowboys are my life. I once had sex with a cow, my cousin is my wife. Up, up, up. Oh, I love the cowboys, I am their biggest fan. My basement is a shrine to Tom Landry and Tex Schramm. We're heading for the Super Bowl with Parcells in town. And if they lose, I hit the booze and smack my wife around.
He don't mean nothing by it.
We're the fans of the Cowboys, we love them every day. We cheer for every tackle and we hang on every play. And even if they win or lose, we're with them all the way. And that is why we don't care that Troy Aikman was gay.
I want justice, I want you overthrown. I want justice, I want to stand alone.
Hey, what's up? This is Rich from Revelation Theory, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
It's the lies, the lies, the lies. I want justice. I want you overthrown. I want change. I want to stand alone. I want your arrogance, and I want your man. I want your everything, and I want your head.
What I have said about the Cowboys from day one is specifically this. Does not matter whether it's the regular season or the postseason. Whenever you expect them to deliver, they will let you down. As a matter of fact, I recall saying in the preseason, it would have surprised me if the Dallas Cowboys had the talent to go to the NFC Championship game. You and just that? When everybody got caught up in their Super Bowl aspirations, they bomb. That's what they do. That's all I'm trying to say about the Cowboys. I don't care whether it's during the 16 games of the regular season or the postseason. Whenever the expectation is there, for the Dallas Cowboys to deliver, they will come up short, they will let you down, they will break your heart.
He's right. He's absolutely right.
And you know what? You people in the Dallas fans, you never seem to recognize what the rest of us notice. It's always there. I don't care how pathetic you guys are coming into the season. The expectation is always there. They're always ripening all over your job.
Well, I mean, they've got all this talent, and they never deliver. They do.
Well, answering the question, whatever happened to Danny Woodhead coming in this week, the Dallas Cowboys? Danny Woodhead.
Oh,
up on
my
y'all.
God. They make Phillip Rivers look like Drew Brees and Peyton Manning, John.
Dude, he's having himself a season so far, man. I think he's the second-rated passer behind Manning.
Well, fortunately, he's in the AFC, or he'd be the best quarterback in the NFC like Tony Romo is.
Get the hell out of here.
Not my words. Well, I'm not the one who claimed this. I'm just paraphrasing what another guy happened to say, and that guy happens to be Michael Irvin, and here he is saying it.
Tony Romo is not only the best quarterback in the NFC East, he's the best quarterback in the NFC, period, right now. Peyton Manning, AFC, 73% completion, zero interception. Tony Romo, 72% completion, one interception.
Let's keep
he's not
the
just
NFC
the
East. First.
Maybe
let's
in the NFC
let's
right
keep
now.
It the NFC
why is so hard for you guys to give Romo his love?
Why can't you guys? You know, when he first started that clip, I'm like, Michael, are you stoned? Of course, if you listen to his podcast, you'll say, well, yeah, he is stoned. But then I realized he's just going based on the rating and the completion percentage. And I went, oh, okay. I thought he's like, you know, and I get it, but he's, you know, he's making it out to be more than it is.
Of course he is. He's a Michael Irvin, and they're the Dallas Cowboys. So, of course he is. There's this guy with a freaking birthmark on his face down in New Orleans that has something to say about this conversation. And there's a guy up in the Pacific Northwest that has something to say about this conversation, too.
Right. Well, I mean, statistically, Romo's always near the top in the NFC. That's fine. But, you know, we couldn't score a freaking point in the second half.
No.
Against the freaking Chargers, man. So, you know, I don't want to hear that. Let's listen to some other funny things that Michael Irvin had to say. Dave Shula, when Dave Shula was in Dallas in the late 80s there.
Right.
He said Shula, this was on the podcast, said Shula tried to trade him. Listen to this.
That's just, that's, I mean, serious, man.
I had one of them Shulas, and they tried to get me traded out of Dallas, man, and I just didn't know Shula.
But I believe in him.
I shall not engage in this conversation. It runs so deep personally that I may utter things that I wish I can grab back later.
But Mike,
so I will just let this go on that Shula.
Look, I can't believe they bleep themselves.
Well, it's the NFL. It's an NFL podcast. They have to. But listen in the background. I swear to God, listen behind him. You can hear it on that clip. You can hear Marshall Faulk. I swear to God, I'm not going to say he is because I can't tell for sure. But it sure sounds to me like burning paper. Like something is burning back there that he goes like that. And then he goes, Michael. And look, I've been around enough of these guys. We are monitoring this, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to frickin' bring this story way out of the open.
Let's hear it again.
I had one of them shoeless.
That's just, that's, I mean, shoeless. Serious, man.
I had one of them shoeless, and they tried to get me traded out of Dallas, man, and I just didn't have a shoeless.
But I believe
in
Cam.
I shall not engage in this conversation. It runs so deep personally that I may utter things that I wish I can grab back later.
But Mike.
So I will just let this go on that shoeless.
It's there. That sound is there.
He's already stoned. Irvin's already stoned, man. I wouldn't have shoes. Man, yeah, man. I tell you, I wouldn't have shoes, man.
But, you know, that also allows us to get some new sound effects like this one.
Those balls, Mike Wallace called, it were a lot of little bubble screens. And he was gone with it.
I do seem to recall that watching the Steelers last year.
And he was gone with it.
And every time they threw that,
And he was gone with him.
Meep, meep.
And he was gone with him.
He sounds like he's spitting into his spittoon.
Oh, I could listen to that stuff all day.
Listen to me.
I will, Michael. I will. I
do every chance I get, man.
I'm going to time this thing out in the last second and boom, and that catch right there.
Oh, there's a new one.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, hey, look, if y'all are listening to sports radio during the day and you hear he's going to be a guest on somewhere, pop it up on our Facebook page. I'm sitting here working all the time. I'll see it and I'll record it, and if it's funny, we'll use it.
Back, back, boom.
He always gets crazy when he's on somebody else's radio show. Wasn't he on Dan? What's his name from? He used to be with ESPN. He's on NBC.
Dan Patrick.
Dan Patrick's show, when he said that Tony Romo's grandmother was running around in the barn with the black dudes.
Right.
Oh man, it must be some kind of something up in here.
Yeah, this is what he said about Tony Romo.
Some brother down in that line somewhere, some brother. If I go down his family line somewhere, some brother somewhere and somewhere. I don't know who saw what or where. His great, 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 great grandma ran over in the hood or something went down.
Great. They ran over in the hood, man. So, yeah, if you hear Michael's going to be on the radio wherever you are, man, just pop it up. Give me a link to the radio, to the radio station page, and I'll freaking listen to it.
I'm tasting what you're saying.
Right.
Does it taste like Papa John's pizza?
Yeah, hold on. We're going to get to that. But I got one more clip I want to play. He was talking about the Atlanta-New England game and telling Atlanta, hey, man, you gotta get it done, man. You got to fight.
Son, you must understand. Every time you put a cleat on turf in the Georgia Dome, you have to fight for the right to be considered one of the best receivers in this league. You have to fight for the right to give victories and memories to your fan base. You have to fight for the right to bring the biggest stages, NFL playoff games, broadcast out of Atlanta, GA. Son, today, you must do your patriotic duty and put down these pats and Jesus. Place your team on a path that will end them in the promised land. Years later, people will pierce back on this moment, and they will remember it was JJ that brought us good times.
Oh, my God.
Oh, JJ.
Dynamite.
Dynamite.
JJ, where be James? JJ.
Yeah. You got to fight for your right. Oh, man, don't bring that song up. I hate that freaking song.
No.
I can't stand the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Michael lost his best porno mag. So did Tilliard. Tilliard lost a copy of Ponytail Magazine.
What's going on in there, Joan?
Nothing, Mum. Just my ponytail magazine came in the mail today.
Michael doesn't do that stuff.
No, he's got hookers with cocaine all over their tits, man. He doesn't need that.
I have matured.
Right.
I have moved past little tiny mini ponies, and I have gone away from unicorn pictures.
Go, meep, meep. Go, meep, meep.
That's all, folks.
It is the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour at one time, wasn't it?
Oh, well, that's because he does that, whatever that is.
Yeah. That's him. That's right.
Yeah. That's great. All right. Oh, yeah. Let's see here. Oh, okay, yeah, you brought up the Papa John's. So apparently, you know, we see Peyton Manning in these Papa John's commercials, and I didn't even know this. I found this out just last week. I didn't know he owned a bunch of Papa John's restaurants.
Yeah.
Several.
Yeah, he bought them last year, and that's why he does commercials with
Papa Well, that makes John's. Sense now. Yeah, and that commercial's pretty good. quarterback sneak, that's what I do. Yeah, right.
Move to Colorado. There's two businesses you want to be in. You either want to sell the pot or you want to sell the pizza.
And they both involve Peyton Manning.
right. Smoke some Peyton Manning, then call him up for some pizza. He's got you all over the place. Oh, and stop by Peyton Manning's liquor store. Buy yourself some beer.
Well, it seemed like every time Peyton Manning yelled Omaha in that game, the Eagles would jump off sides.
Omaha.
Yeah, he'd say Omaha.
He yells that thing like 12 times a game. Jesus Christ.
I know.
He yells it all day. He yells it the whole game. He yells it all the time.
Yeah. But then the Eagles players were heard yelling, Papa John's! Papa John's!
Who is their defensive coordinator? All right, listen, guys, I got an idea. You know, he's the master, right? He's got his brain tuned in, so we're gonna throw him off his game. Yell Papa John's.
Right.
Yell Lego my ego, something. I don't care. This bud's for you.
Yeah, Connor Barwin said he's the linebacker for the Eagles. He said when any quarterback goes and talks to the line or any center, they start yelling, you know, things like Mike's 59 or 98's the fourth down, where they try to figure out the protection and, you know, we're on defense. Right. And like I'll say, if they start yelling 98's down, meaning I'm the fourth rusher, I'll start yelling 59's down because it just confuses them. Well, so he thinks, because the Broncos certainly did not look confused at all as they hung 52 on the Eagles.
The Eagles are down there yelling, you're soaking in it. No, wait.
Oh, that's great.
Less filling, tastes great. Oh, hang on, wait.
All right, so our favorite Eagles fan is back. You know, and I don't like to wear guys out. I mean, he had a classic rant last week, or the week before when he was saying, like,
our defense can't stop a motherfucking thing. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I got to tell you, getting up out of his chair wears this motherfucker out.
Right.
I'll play that with Michael Irvin's. Whoop, 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 whoop.
And he was gone with him.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so anyway, this guy's back. And let's see here. Okay, first thing I'm going to play from him. He, obviously, I don't think he was surprised by what happened, but he knows his team needs a lot of work, so he's going to tell you everything the Eagles need, which is pretty much everything.
This team is a fucking embarrassment, okay? It's a fucking embarrassment. Right now, we're getting our ass blown the fuck out. 52-20, okay? I was at least expecting us to put up 31 points. Shit, nigga. We need a kicker. We need a fucking the linebacker to compliment Connor Barwin. You know what I'm saying, nigga? We need a whole new fucking defense, nigga. We need safeties. You know, we need cornerbacks. We need a god, nigga. We need a whole new fucking makeover. Okay.
Okay.
You know, a makeover.
Yeah, see.
He did another back there. I thought we was going to score at least like 31. He doesn't say anything about the fact you gave up 52 points.
Oh, I know. Well, that's what he said. I mean, he's sitting there telling you, we need a whole new defense. Cornerbacks, safeties, linebackers to go with Connor Barwin.
No, he said that he needed somebody to compliment Connie right. Barwin. Like, you know, you got some good looking shoes there. Yo, but my nigga, those are some nice looking shoes.
Yeah.
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 All right.
I could go down to the store in shoes like that and get myself 12 pastrami sandwiches.
Well, now he's gonna talk. He's gonna get mad because I guess there was a lot of, you know, Eagles homers that were talking about 10, 11, 12 wins this year.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were. They
get
must
out of here. Really? Wait a minute. Eagles overvalued their team. They overestimated their team. Get the hell out of here.
I don't know
here.
If they were smoking with Eminem.
Christ.
And I'm not talking about the rapper.
Next thing you know, you're going to tell me that the people were hyping the Cowboys. Shit.
Yeah, so now he's going to say, now what people are saying, well, you know, we're rebuilding. That's what the Eagles fans are saying now, so he's going to address that.
So now all of a sudden we're rebuilding. You know what I'm saying? According to some of you motherfucking Eagles fans, we're rebuilding now, right? Let me ask you something. What the fuck happened to all of this bullshit before the season? 11-5, 10-6, 12-4. What the fuck happened to that? What happened to it? You know what I'm saying? You know, now all of a sudden we're rebuilding because the team fucking sucks. Chip Kelly's supposed to be a motherfucking offensive genius. Yeah! Chip Kelly doesn't know a motherfucking thing about defense.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah!
Look, here's the fact. The Eagles are averaging like 458 yards a game, okay? But they can't stop anybody at all.
Right.
You know, so he's going to sit there and bitch about Chip Kelly. Look, Chip Kelly knows what he brought to the table. And Chip Kelly just got a phone call the other night from a guy out in Southern California and says, look, we're going to hire a schmuck for 2 years, and then once your suspension's up, you can come and coach for us. We got babes coming out of our ears. And Chip Kelly's going to go, yeah.
Yeah, he's probably thinking right now, oh, damn, why'd I take this job? Of course, he can leave. He can do a...
He could leave. He could leave. I think there's some kind of clause that says he's got to put in 2 years.
Oh, did he really?
So, yeah, or... I think so. I'm not 100% sure. I'm sure some Eagle fan will tell me exactly what it is. In fact, I'm sure Joshua Solomon will tell us what it is, and he will find references to back.
Yeah, but can he buy out? I'm sure he can buy his way out.
Sure.
USC could afford to buy out. Just like, what's his face in Alabama bailed on the Dolphins.
Right, yeah. Saban bailed on the Dolphins after swearing up and down that he wasn't going to do it. And the other one in Atlanta, what the hell was his name that bailed in Atlanta? I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Shit, he knocked some freaking 20-year-old girl off the back of his motorcycle.
Remember? Oh, yeah.
What the fuck's his name? Oh, shit. He got Gork fired. He was the one that got Gork fired.
That's right.
I'm having a senior moment. I can't remember his name. Bobby something.
I know.
Bobby Petrino.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that? Is that during the people listening to the show, they're probably going, Bobby Petrino, Bobby Petrino, Bobby Petrino. And me and you are proud that we finally came up with it. That's sports talk, boy.
I just want to thank all the people listening who know who Gork is.
Yeah.
Because that means they've been listening for a long time.
Right. I couldn't remember the coach's name, but I remember he got Gork fired.
I don't know. I couldn't even begin to tell you what show you'd have to go back and listen to. There's a couple hundred of them. You should go listen to all of them.
That's right.
Anyway, so he's going to do a Broncos-Eagles preview that he did last week.
He's going to do a preview.
Yes, he's going to do a little research. He's going to do some homework so he can really talk about this. And he's going to get all scientific for us, John.
Oh, really? He's going to get all... The Peyton Manning has the potential to throw for billions and billions of yards.
Not quite that, actually. Just listen.
Okay.
All I got to say is this, man. You better be able to sustain a fucking drive without that high-tempo offense shit, because I can guarantee you it ain't going to work in this goddamn game. Nigga, that's the motherfucking show, man. I looked on Wikipedia. You feel me? I've done some research on the Denver Broncos and shit. You know what I'm saying? The whole stadium. I looked at a picture, okay? And that motherfucker is up there in the goddamn mountains, man. Sports Authority Field, that shit is up there in the mountains, playboy. The altitude is high and the air is thin as a fat bitch, okay? The air is thinner than a motherfucking bitch that's suffering from malnutrition that ain't ate fruit in 6 fucking weeks, okay? Nigga, the air is thin as all fuck. okay? And niggas will be gasping for air if you try to run this high tempo shit, okay? Niggas want to fucking die, okay? You can't do that shit. If you try to run that high tempo shit, motherfuckers are get me some Gatorade! Get me some fucking air! Nigga, get me some water. Give me whatever the fuck you have to give me, nigga, that's liquid. Nigga, go out to the goddamn ditch and get some gutter water, my nigga. Give me something that's going to moist my fucking throat, and it's going to... That sound gay as fuck. God damn.
Damn, now people are going to be thinking I'm a homo and shit. It's not like, you know, I'm going to be getting laid anytime
soon. I love that scientific approach.
The air is thin as a fat bitch, okay? The air is thinner than a motherfucking bitch that's suffering from malnutrition that ain't ate fruit in 6 fucking weeks, okay?
Let's put that through the translator, Tom.
Okay.
This woman clearly has anorexia and needs help. Won't you please call today? apparently that's what the she's skinny as a fat bitch means in white.
All right, what does this mean?
Niggas will be gasping for air.
Those Negroes will be finding it very difficult to breathe.
All right, wait a minute, one more.
Okay.
Give me something that's going to moist my fucking throat, and it's going to... That sound gay as fuck. Goddamn.
Shoot that hot love juice down my throat. Oh, darn it. I've sounded like a homosexual.
I love when he starts actually gasping for air. I guarantee you that's what he sounds like when he walks up the steps to his house.
I know his mother's probably out in the hallway getting the defibrillator ready.
Hang on in there, Michael. We'll be right in. If you're going to fall over, don't block the door.
All right. You got any Facebook posts or email?
Yeah, I got some email. This comes from a cowboy fan. A cowboy fan that actually lives down in Texas, so I'll give him that. Julian Romero writes in, quick question. I've noticed.
Were you taking a shot at me?
No, not just necessarily you. I'm taking a shot at millions of you.
America's team, man. America's team.
America's team discovering what happened to Danny Woodhead.
Fuck you.
All right. Julian Romero, quick question. I've noticed this little trend going on with good white wide receivers. Amendola, Beasley, Nelson, Decker, always being compared to Wes Welker. He says, shouldn't all these players be compared to Steve Largent? No, because that's the same thing, just going back further in time. And I will point out that Jordy Nelson, they all... Remember, he's the secret weapon. Remember that thing we got last year?
Oh, yeah.
Where he's talking? he's the secret fast white guy. And even Irvin said, man, y'all bring your white boy out on the field. You know what? And it's the same thing with black quarterbacks. Yep. You know, it's the same thing. It doesn't make any difference, right? Like, take a look at Jason Campbell. Okay, I did this myself. Okay, Jason Campbell, stand in the pocket quarterback. What did I say? He reminds me of Doug Williams.
Right.
RG3 runs. People say, he reminds me of Michael Vick. No. Not even close. You know what I saw? I saw a good stat the other day about the Eagles that LeSean McCoy, I think, just went past number 4 on the Eagles' all-time touchdowns list, and he went past Randall Cunningham. So when your team is as old as that and a quarterback is number 5 on your list of touchdown makers.
Run the football?
Run? Yeah. All right, Peter Casual. It's Casual Peter. Tom. Casual Peter writes in. And Casual Peter doesn't bother to create any sort of interrogative with this letter. He just comes flat out and says, start doing new cartoons again. I'm sick of watching the archives already. It's not like there's a shortage of material in the NFL these days. I will donate once you guys start producing new cartoons. Well, Peter, let me just say, completely casually, fuck you and everybody in your fucking family. I've got to feed my family, and I've only mentioned it about, oh, I don't know, 1,000 times, that I don't have the time I used to have to produce the cartoon.
Now, does he, wait a minute, does he, he's emailing, right?
Yes, he's emailing.
Maybe he doesn't listen to the podcast. Maybe he has no idea why you don't do cartoons anymore.
It's quite possible. At that point, I would say he's got to keep on guessing, because we've been doing this podcast now for close to 9 years.
I know. I can't even believe that.
Fucking get on board.
All right. Jumping over to the Facebook page. You know, let's see what we got here, you know, from all the people. Thank you, by the way, for not putting up any videos that I can't read to you. Let's see.
Right.
Apparently, I've been sending out tweets about my my awesome finds in the real estate market. It's not me. It's somebody has hacked my account, so I'm changing my password. So if you see anything about me that doesn't look like it's from me, and it's selling you something, unless, of course, it's something from us, it's not me. Let's see. Jamie Massey says, does that mean you need visiting the doctor again? Because I was late putting up the shout-out thread, so there's a joke that nobody's going to get. He will request again on updates of the Pick'em League. We did them for you, so there. Let's see. Eric Thutt wants us to say a bunch of negative stuff about Matt Flynn. We really don't have to. He did it all himself this Sunday.
Right.
All right, Lauren from over at the Bolt Talk podcast, which all of you Charger fans and non-Charger fans should listen to as well. It's good NFL talk.
Oh, here it comes.
NFL is the most popular sport in the United States, and yet it remains Major League Baseball's bitch.
How's that?
Because the Raiders-Chargers game has been moved to 11:30 to accommodate the Oakland A's, and the NFL should say, stick it up your ass, we had it scheduled first. Just like the Orioles did. So Lauren says, don't be such a punk, Goodell. Hey, I'm telling you, Lauren, you better watch out. For one, I saw a video on the internet today of a fight in the Cowboys Chargers parking lot. A couple of bottles broken over some heads and shit. So watch out while you're out there, for one thing.
Was Sweet Pea there?
she might have been. But and by the way, yes, it was started by a girl who slapped some dude in the face. Yeah, women can't handle their cut.
All right, anything else?
Redskins defense surrendered a touchdown to the brother of the Glee actress, which tells us what Edward Anthony Fagundes Maduro does.
Remember that? Yeah, I saw that.
Eric Stoll, Raider fans say they have beaten the Redskins if Pryor had played. They might have. That's probably true. And I think that's all we have time for right here, although somebody, Steve Miller, posted up a picture in the shout-out thread of a fish that looks just like Terrell Suggs with teeth and all.
That's great.
So that's all I got.
Oh, hey, real quick, to Casual Peter. I just wonder, have you ever emailed your Congress? Because they're not even working, and they're still getting paid, okay?
Dude, not only that, you know what is working? The underground subway that goes from their office to their office.
Yeah.
You fucking asshole.
Unbelievable. All right, go to our Facebook page if you haven't been there. And anything else?
That's all I got. Go to the Facebook page. You can listen to us on Talk Superstation on Fridays, and you can listen to us on Dakota FM on Fridays. And if you're listening to us on Dakota FM, here's Artie Lang.
And if you're getting this from some other source and you didn't know it, our website is now bangradiohour.com.
Yeah, that's right. .com.
.com.
Bangradiohour.com.
Bagdad.com.
No. That's not it. You remember that?
We got rid of that one.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit bangcartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Bang Cartoon Radio.